When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Good morning. Are you up yet? No? Good, roll over because there's three people staring at you. It's Jason and Alexis in the morning here on My Talk 107.1. I'm Bradley Trainer. That's Alexis Thompson. And that girl over there running that comb through her hair with that sassy grin is Dawn McClain.
Oh, hey girl, hey.
We showed up. So you could show up.
Yeah, wake up. Let's bounce out of
it's
bed.
A beautiful hump day. Get your humpity dump on.
Yep.
And, oh, that was
humpity dump.
Sorry.
If that's what you do in
the
morning.
I think I need some more of...
The brew? The coffee?
Yeah, let's do some coffee. Okay. How's your coffee this morning?
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee. How the hell's your coffee?
Oh, it's saving me today.
You had a long day yesterday, didn't you?
Oh, my God. It was the day from heck, but it was actually great. I was telling Dawn on the way, and it actually turned out great. It was just long and weird, but filled with so much fun. I got to play with you guys. So many good things to talk about.
Yes.
I'm enjoying my coffee. It's from Cuba.
Oh, nice. Still not giving us any Cuban coffee.
Yeah, hey, you tried it. I let you drink out of my cup yesterday.
How was it? Was it good?
Yeah, it was definitely strong.
Alexis,
He's right.
Might let you try
some. I like strong coffee.
Tomorrow. No, it's really strong and really strong.
But
so
it's
after a cup,
unique.
Yeah.
It's unique.
It's a
is
little
it nutty.
It's
it
a little
bold?
Jet fuel-y for my taste. Did you want to taste it?
Oh yeah, let's try it.
Okay. Yeah, let's do a live.
This is fresh from Havana.
I don't have any coffee right now. Don't
do why don't you have coffee?
Well, I just didn't make it yet.
Girl,
oh my God, come on.
TikTok, let's get right with the show here.
Oh.
Do you feel like you're in Cuba? Down Havana way.
It's kind of chocolatey.
Is it?
A little chocolatey?
Yeah, it's. I actually really like it, but you can only have like one full cup and then you're done, and then you got to move to the pods.
Oh, I thought you said the pods.
Yeah. Then you got to start on the drugs.
Yeah, then you just got to get, no, run to the toilet.
20s.
That's
that
what
was
I was talking
20s.
About.
What toilet?
Yeah, the pot.
Oh,
the pot.
You
gotta
move to the pot.
I'm on drugs.
Pot means a lot of things, actually, when you think about it.
Yeah, just a couple.
I wouldn't say pot, but I would say trots.
Trots,
you have too much of that coffee.
That's right.
You trot into the bathroom.
Did you make coffee, Dawn?
Yeah, where's your coffee?
Yeah, I do. My coffee is ambitious. It's generous and supportive.
Oh, my God. What a nice little hug of a cup of coffee.
Is it coffee or Dawn today?
It's great.
That's always the question.
Coffee or Dawn?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I just wanted to tell you guys something.
What fun you had yesterday.
Yeah, can you tell us about your Hello Dolly experience?
Yeah.
I feel like we're really
we
need to help you along here.
Hello, Bradley.
Hello, Bradley. Well, hello, Bradley. Last night we went to see Hello Dolly at the Orpheum.
Okay.
And oh my God, it was so wonderful. Okay, so, you know, theater reviews, there's everybody has their own take. Like I heard a half a dozen takes last night during and after the show, Hello Dolly, which is currently at the Orpheum Theater. This is a production I've been wanting to see forever. And of course, I wish I could have seen it on Broadway. It just finished in August. And of course, none other than Bette Midler sort of, made that role on Broadway along with like Bernadette Peters and I think a couple other people who did the role before it left. But it came to Minnesota and last night was opening night with Betty Buckley.
And
it was amazing. I mean, it was everything you want out of I would say it's like classic, iconic, old school musical. Like if you, because somebody said like, I'm not a big fan of those classic old musicals where they just dance around and sing. And I'm like,
why are you at Hello Dolly?
Why are you at a musical? Because that's what a musical is, honey.
That's what this is.
You don't have lasers and, you know, spandex. So
it's not Xanadu, for God's sake. No one's on roller skates.
Not that I don't love Xanadu. Right. However, this was just the singing, the emotion. You know how sometimes musicals are just like, like way over the top, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hard to connect to. Betty Buckley's performance. Now, you would know her because people are like, hey, it's Betty Buckley. People would know her from Eight is Enough. She was the mom.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They would know her from Carrie, the movie Carrie, and a bunch of other, like, she has been all over the place. And Broadway, of course. She's been on Broadway since probably the 70s, at least.
She's doing okay.
She is, she's kicking and stretching and kicking. That woman, dancing. She was born in 1947, and she was working that stage last night. She had an emotional connection with the audience, which is unusual. Again, I said, you know, emotions are usually over the top in a musical. It's like a caricature. It's like a cartoon. But last night, there was an emotional connection between the people on stage and the people in the audience. And despite what you think about that particular show, being able to sit there in the audience and feel emotions is a magical thing. And that is not something you can take for granted when you're sitting in a theater.
It does not happen all the time.
Yes.
So an intermission afterward, there was a mixed bag of feelings.
Yes.
There are sometimes where everyone's just like raving, you know, it's just like this.
Well, I think the majority
of like, whoa, this is amazing.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to overplay it. I think the majority of people loved the production, but I did hear varying bits and pieces. For the most part, though, people were, you know, obsessed. It was mostly a matter of, did you love it or were you pleased with it? Mm. I was just so enthralled with it. Plus, like, I don't know about you guys. Do you have a favorite musical?
I love Aida.
Oh, I don't even know if I've seen Aida.
It's a Romeo and Juliet story.
Oh, okay.
Pretty much.
All right. Dawn? So that's your production, Dawn. Do you have a favorite?
Into the Woods.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Stephen Sondheim, super difficult music. I couldn't sing it. That's for sure.
That music is so weird.
It's so hard. It's like da 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 da. It's just all on. Oh.
Yeah.
It's very difficult for a singer.
I love.
You got to be a really talented singer, all those parts.
I loved.
What's your favorite?
The movie version. My like ultimate favorite musical is probably The Book of Mormon. But I'm also a fan of, you know, I mean, Gypsy is probably like my favorite. But, you know, each musical presents something different. I'm not usually a fan of like the sort of modern, like, here's a movie and we turned it into a musical. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't know that that's my cup of tea.
Yeah.
But the dance, I have to give the dancers last night, and the singing was, you know how sometimes you just hear people and you're like, oh, they did a great job.
They're good.
These people, it was operatic.
Nice.
And the dancing, they do things. It's like, it was almost like gymnastics on stage.
Yeah, good for them for modern-ing it up.
Yeah.
Is that a word?
Well, yes. Making it relevant, I think, is what is what you're alluding to.
Yeah. The last time I saw it, it was on tour with Sally Struthers.
Oh.
And that was not a treat.
So
it was a little stiff, I will say. She wasn't at her top tip top shape form. I think her costumes are a little bit too tight, to be honest with you. She seemed to be barely able to move across the stage.
So she had not done her her
calisthenics
home course for musical diva. You know, she used to advertise for those, like, you know, learn a trade at home.
Yeah, and overall I just don't think she had enough sass. You know,
you have to have, that's what I'm
real
saying about
sass.
Betty Buckley.
She's too nice.
You have to have somebody who's a little, you know, a little rough around, not rough around the edges, but a little, like, there's something honest about her. And then there's she needs to be willing to own that audience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've only seen the movie. So to see it.
And the movie is great. And, you know, you see Sally Struthers and you're like, oh, okay. And maybe they had a great company and everybody did a wonderful job. But it can almost feel dinner theater-y, you know, like where you're just sitting there and it's kind of just like we're running through the numbers, like, okay, I'm going to go over here. Now we're going to do this. It can feel a little predictable is what I'm saying. And a little amusement park ride-ish. But last night, I loved it. I was enthralled.
Hello, Dolly.
Jamie loved it.
At the Orpheum, it's plays through the 28th. So
yes, you've got plenty of time. Go see a Broadway legend. Go see a wonderful crew, cast and crew. And they always put on a good show down. Even when I see a crappy show, you know, because let's be honest, sometimes you see a show and you're like, well, that stunk.
Oh, yes.
But it's still a fun night of theater.
Yeah.
And it's better than watching reruns on your TV on the couch. Now, I hear, Alexis.
Yes.
That you have a story about a crocodile.
Yes, Dawn has a story about a crocodile.
Dawn has a story about
rescuing people.
Okay.
And we also want to talk a little instant potting, too.
Oh, I have I need an update from you on your instant pot.
Okay, we'll do all that next.
All right. Good morning. It's 5:47. You still have a few minutes to lay there in bed and think about what's coming for your day, or maybe grab another cup of coffee on your way to the shower. It's Jason and Alexis in the morning. I'm Bradley Trainer. I hope you're wearing something.
Ooh.
Not too much, though.
The shower coffee.
That's, we could get really, I always just think of all the people that are listening right now to the Jason and Alexis in the morning show, and they're in their various states of arrival on planet Earth for the day.
Oh, yeah. Or on the way to the gym or on the treadmill.
Yes, maybe you are like, working it.
You got this.
That's Alexis.
Keep going.
And Dawn is over there, too.
Yeah.
And I got to remind you kids that you could win a cruise.
What?
All month long.
No way. How?
One lucky listener is going to download that My Talk app this month because it's April. It returned. All you got to do is register to win that Royal Caribbean Bahamas cruise thanks to Bell Destinations and Sun Country Airlines. You just have to register once for the month, and that's all you have to do once you've downloaded.
Yeah,
and
it's very simple.
So do it. Download our app.
Tap that app.
The days are counting down, and I still have 367 days till my next cruise. You could be going before I do.
Look at you.
Oh, you got a countdown. Oh,
every morning, and when I log into my internets, it tells me
how many days left.
367 Carnival Horizon.
That's sweet.
Okay, anyway.
You can also win $107. We have a daily winner every weekday in April.
You're right. Thank you. The bonus here is that if you listen on the app and register to win, you can, and you listen each day, you can win up to, or you can win $107 each weekday in April. Now.
Yes.
Dawn.
Yes.
I have heard that you have a story.
I do.
About a crocodile.
Oh, well, I have. It's a couple. They were rescued from a crocodile swamp.
What?
Yes. And so they go out. This is in Australia. And I need to see a movie about this.
Okay.
So this couple, they go out into the Australian woodlands.
Outback.
Yeah, outback. Really.
Steakhouse.
Really. And they went out there to sort of hike around and stuff. Well, their car got stuck in the swamp.
Oh, my gosh.
So
no.
Then they're out there. And
sounds
then,
like you're passing notes. Oh, my gosh.
So they can't get it out. Now, they told they were gone for 26 hours. They did tell people where they were going, thank God.
Okay.
They ended up being rescued because in the marshland, they walked out and they wrote help really big on the sand. The problem is that this is like where tide waters rise. And they noticed when they walked out to, they started to get nervous because they saw all of these huge crocodile tracks.
Oh,
and they realized that when the water starts to rise, they couldn't be in their car anymore. And they didn't know if it was going to sink in there and the crocodiles were going to be coming.
Oh, my God. So this was literally, the tension was building moment by moment.
Oh, my God.
Wait, were there trees they could climb?
No.
It looks like a bear. I'm looking at a picture of it. It looks literally just like a giant mud flat.
So they say we stayed in the car the first night. Then we saw the water rising. We grabbed everything and took about 30 meters from the car. We tried digging and we tried putting stuff under the tires, but it didn't budge. They were so scared and worried. Then a search team spotted smoke from their fire because they started a fire out there and
what
help
did they
really
possibly
big.
Like burn though? I mean, if you look at that picture, doesn't that just look like barren earth?
Yeah,
it looks like they got stuck on Mars.
It
frankly,
it looks terrifying, and the fact that they see all these crocodile tracks that are really big. You know,
oh God, especially because they're there overnight. Now, how many days were they there?
It was 26 hours until they were rescued.
Oh God, I would be doo-dooing.
I mean, you just don't even know if anyone's coming ever. I don't even care if it's the real story. I want a dramatization of this story.
But like a, you know, like sort of a D-list.
Oh, yeah, definitely, you know, like Sci-Fi like Channel D-list. Yeah, Lifetime movie, yeah, whatever. But wouldn't you, I don't even know.
Oh, my gosh, you're like, quiet dog, don't bark.
God, that dog is just like bait out there.
Oh, God, don't stop, no.
I mean, not bait, but I'm just saying that would bring the crocodiles more.
Yeah.
And then you can't be in appetizer. The car anymore. What do you do?
Oh my gosh, they're out there for a fishing trip?
Okay, I have a very simple...
Is that worth it?
No!
I have a simple question.
God, clearly no!
I wonder some of these extreme fisher people. I'm like, what are you doing?
So glad they were rescued.
My question is this. Mm-hmm. Did they have a phone?
I think they did, but probably no signal out there. Okay. Don't go places where your car
so
or your...
this is the question that I have. If you look at this picture, there is nothing. Well, and it's not even like there's a road and they were just, you know, somehow got stuck on the side of the road. Why were they driving around the middle of literally nowhere in a mud flat?
You know, your guess is as good as mine.
I like that's where you be, you know, you're glad they're safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then once they all take a shower, put on some new clothes and are sitting on the couch going, wow, we really survived that one. You slap them in the face and say, what were you thinking?
Yeah, it's just really, I mean, we've all been.
I can't imagine the fishing's any good there. You don't even have a boat.
Yeah, I guess they're just, it's hard to tell, but at the bottom of it in the next picture, there is like some water. It's like a river down there.
Yeah, no, but again, that just seems like if your cell phone don't work. If you've never done it before, clearly they've never done that
before.
We've
all had a time where you look down and you're like, I only have 30% on my phone. Oh, mm-hmm. Why? I mean, maybe that happened.
I don't have that. I can't.
Oh, I know.
I can't deal with that.
Yeah. It's just.
Oh.
I have to plug my phone in all the time.
I know. I'm bad about that.
When it hits the 20, actually, I lie. It hits that 20 and then everything turns orange and I start panicking.
Oh, yeah. I know. Yeah. Yeah,
I carry a bright. You know what you should do? Oh. This is what I do. So if the next time you're in the Outback, ladies, and if you're just joining us in the Jason and Alexa show and you've woken up thinking you're in a fever dream somewhere in the Outback of Australia, this couple got lost. They're fine. They're okay. They wrote help in big letters. What's funny, though, is if you look at that really quickly, the tracks from their car is way bigger than
their help.
The help. Like you would totally recognize their car.
I'm
going
to tweet this out right now so people can dawn at dark. Go to Twitter.
I going to say is go buy one of them batteries for your phone. Do you have one of those?
Oh, yeah. Power bank.
Yeah.
But like I have like a super, because you know what? The first time I took a long trip to Africa last year for
three
ARC.
Three or four charges in it, right?
Yeah. So that sucker, I use that every day of the week because I'll be walking through the house and I'll just connect my phone and it charges like, I don't know, five times as fast as the dumb wall.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Mine is it'll charge your phone four times.
Yeah,
it's so those things,
worth
man.
It.
Yep, it is.
Technology, but it's amazing.
But I don't know if
you
helped
had
them,
one of
though,
those
Bradley,
in the Outback.
There was no signal out there. They're probably just like,
well,
you
that's
know.
Their fault. That's not
right.
My
well,
problem.
Well, I mean, that's
I tried to help them. No, they didn't take my advice.
Yeah. Nope.
Oh my gosh, the modern world.
We didn't get to your Instant Pot.
Have we ever been? Oh, go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
I was just thinking, if we've ever been in situations, not this exactly, but we're like, what are we thinking? What are we doing? Maybe this is our time.
Oh my God, what are you doing? You're trying to give up after 26 hours?
I don't mean like give up, but like, what was I thinking? You know, when you're just like, whoa, why did I think camping or doing, you know, in this specific area, why did I think this was a good idea?
I find myself in positions like that
a few times.
I went camping out in the woods with my friend Justin, and we kind of like were on a downgrade. We didn't realize so much.
On
we walked 5 miles into the woods, like there's no trails, and then there was a torrential downpour.
Wait a minute, why did you walk 5 miles into the woods?
Because we were just camping out in the middle of like.
You're like, I don't know. We'll just walk over here for 5 miles and see where we can put our tent.
Anyway,
yeah, basically, yeah.
Were you trying to do something?
That's the end of my story.
Okay.
I made it out alive, but it was real touch and go for a while.
Yeah,
I mean, I had a 60-pound pack on my back.
Oh,
I was like,
what are you doing?
Going up a riverbed. It was like real tough.
Right, was this Bear
Grylls?
It seems
like a good idea, and then it's like, what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, I hear you.
You're a
survivalist.
You're a better man than I.
That's Instant Pot next.
Yes.